you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
That's just a warning, right? That's not a tornado, I forgot. That's,
Yeah.
That's a warning.
Just a warning.
That, just in case you're wondering. So, it is March 2nd, though. It's going to get windy.
No, it's not a warning. It's just like an alert.
Oh, that's right. And when you hear that,
this is only a test.
It's a test.
This is a test.
Not a warning. It's a test. Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah. You hear it again.
I don't want to scare people.
It would be a warning.
I don't want to scare people.
No, that's on me. I should know my weather terminology.
Yeah, I know, and I screwed it up first. Hi, Craig. How you doing today?
Fantastic. Good morning.
All right. You know, the funny part about that line you said, unlike most other radio shows, that is said fully sincere and sounds like a douchebag on the radio.
In this case, it is a douchebag on the radio.
But not sincere at all. I mean, I just can imagine flipping down the dial and hearing any other show, top 40, guy and a girl, where the girl's the bitch and the guy's dumb, you know. I call him the bitch. They're actually on the show, they're the smart girl and the guy's dumb.
Whichever.
And whatever. There's always somebody saying exactly that. Either the guy or the girl.
Yeah, they should.
Good morning. I'm fantastic. Yeah. How you doing?
But they don't mean it.
No, they don't, but they say it like they mean it.
Right.
That's what consultant told them to say. Hey, you got to be there and be happy.
There's not many shows that respond to that question with, everything sucks. Right. Shut up.
Did you see the news?
Right.
What are you not paying attention?
Right. What's up?
Let's see. Where do we start? Where do we start?
I don't know.
Answer your question. I'm trying not to pay attention.
Yeah.
Congratulations. How's that going?
Yeah, I catch the first 5 minutes of local to find out when the shots are going to be happening. That's what they usually do. And that's just usually
not where the shots are fired.
No. Yeah, that's a good point. And I do watch the nightly news still, because that's just an overview of the half hour of stuff that went around the world fairly quickly. But lately, I've been going to movies and stuff, you know.
So I'm binging the...
What are you binging?
And you all have seen this. Shameless.
Yeah, it's great.
Finally started on Shameless. Yeah. How many seasons of Shameless?
It's 11 so
11,
far.
Yeah. Right. This final one is 11.
And are you telling me?
Yes.
Because this first season, we're almost done with the first season.
Jesus.
It's really intense. There's several episodes that are just bang, 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 really well written.
Right.
There's no lull. There's no season.
No.
And
in fact, also, Todd... when you think the word Shameless is the name of it, when you think they've done something that show, the family's done something that's Shameless, they top it. Somebody on that show tops how shameless they can be.
The depths of depravity you will never even begin to imagine.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty hooked.
Oh, it's a great show.
Yeah.
I watched it in real time, so I admire you now. You get a chance to check it out. It's excellent. Go watch Banshee now, too, by the way, when that's over. Your wife might not like Banshee as much as you will. It's bloody and hardcore and a lot of good sex.
I'm just finishing up that Ethan Hawke series where he plays John Brown back in the slavery days.
Is that good?
Good Lord Bird.
Yeah, is that good?
Yeah, it's only 7 episodes, so it's a real short one. I think I'm going for Banshee after that.
Go watch Banshee. You will thank me later.
You spoke very highly of it.
I did, yeah. Oh, yeah, Shameless. You'll love Shameless. A lot of great skin coming up, too, man. Emily Rawson's boobs you'll see all over that place.
And about a thousand other chicks.
Oh, yeah. And you get to see Frank Gallagher, who's William H. Macy, naked a few times.
Oh.
good shape for an old man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He showed his ass a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see his ass more, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, thousands of times.
And banged a young chick, too.
Yes, he does.
And you got to see her
top. He bangs everybody, by the way, on that show.
Good for him.
Eventually.
Does he bang Joan Cusack? Joan Cusack is in this first season.
I can tell you, but yes. Yes.
Okay, good. Do we get to see Joan Cusack naked?
Nope, you do not. No, you do not.
She must not have any. She doesn't do nude stuff, does she?
I don't think so. I don't want to see her.
Oh, does she?
I really don't want
to
see her.
Pretty sure she does.
I mean, I like her as an actress. I really don't care to see her naked right now.
Oh.
Maybe in 85.
Yeah. I take it.
Joan Cusack's naked?
I think so.
I'm not saying you take it. That's an easy thing to say, Todd. That's easy. I'd take it. That's
one star, no nudity.
Really?
Okay. When was she been naked? Wow. I don't think her brother wrote any nude scenes in for when the movies he wrote, because she was always in those.
Yeah, they credit her for Shameless for a couple of underwear shots,
yeah,
and an episode of Law & Order SVU where she's in the bathtub, but everything's covered.
All right. It's a good show.
It seems weird to say.
I'm afraid to start on things, though, because I don't know. I just don't know. I mean, I'll tell you what. It's just like, I know people. I'm not going to throw out the word. Give me suggestions. I'll talk to you guys a little bit off the air. But if I don't know, sometimes stuff feels like homework. So I just flip around and go to sleep.
You can go online and say, hey, give me a suggestion, and then you'll get 8,000 of them. And
I don't have time.
Yeah,
I don't have time. I'm like Craig. I don't have time. Now that the weather getting nicer. I can go from the couch to the deck because there's still a pandemic. Forgot about that.
Mm.
My wife won't even listen to my recommendations for television shows. Like,
well, yeah.
She was gonna be upstairs working out. She's like, I'm looking for a new show to watch while I'm working on. I rattled off three or four, not even like the extreme ones like we like.
Yeah.
So trying to she won't watch it.
Is this one you can watch together?
No. No.
Because there's plenty of chick shows on Netflix.
Yeah, but the guys don't. Yeah, well, that's true.
I think she said she's going to start watching The Crown since it won those awards. Right. I said, you have fun.
Yeah. Yeah, you better start.
I'm out.
You start watching that push, you better start tucking.
No,
more than usual.
Zero desire to see that show.
I mean, there are some chick shows I don't mind. The more modern stuff, but that Crown crap now.
Not the British monarchy. Who cares?
Right.
Apparently, a lot of people.
I know.
Yeah, a bunch of old white chicks.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, your wife's not old. A bunch of white chicks.
I'll tell you.
Enough
you said
to
that.
Keep it going.
Oh, I know. There's a bunch. There's a lot of chick shows that keep going because of that. That's why The Bachelor's on the air. You know, I know that. Just white chicks. White chicks checking it out.
Grey's Anatomy is pretty much a total chick show, isn't it?
Totally. Yeah. Totally.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I saw the first season, and I lost interest.
Did you that long?
Right. No. I watched the first season with my wife because it was 17 years ago. And our youngest wasn't even born yet, so I think we just sat around and watched TV like you normally do with that, 17 years ago. And then a year into it, I said, I'm going to watch something else. And the kids were small, so I just, any free time I had, I was going to watch something I wanted to watch.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is freaking great news. Getting either too much or too little sleep has been linked to an earlier death.
Yeah, well, we're screwed.
Yeah. So
too much, too little. You got to be in the Goldilocks zone, and who's in that very often?
I don't know who the hell is. What's a grown man? How can a grown person have too much? Because there's a certain age. I'm not talking about early 20s, because you can sleep all day. It's a scientific fact that as you get older, anywhere, you don't need 10 hours. You don't need that kind of sleep.
Is that true?
Yes, it is. That's why older people do not sleep 10, 15 hours. You don't need to.
Well, they seem to get it all in throughout the day.
Well, I understand they nap. I'm talking, okay, let's not go with old people. How about just guys like us? I can't sleep 9 hours. I can. I know you and Todd can. That must be the weed.
I was up all day Friday. I did not nap Friday. I went to bed about 10, so I'd been up for 18 hours or so, and I slept for almost 9 hours.
All right, well, that's because you didn't do. You didn't take a nap. You didn't take.
I was up for a whole like 18 hours solid. I slept like a dead man that night.
Right.
But that's what it takes to sleep 9 hours.
Right, it takes me an excessive amount of edibles.
Yeah.
To sleep for 9 or 10
hours.
Well,
yeah, of course. Yeah.
Wow, I
yeah.
cannot sleep for 9 or 10 hours.
I could I? No.
This weekend.
7 for me.
This weekend, for the first time in seemingly years, I got 7.5 hours of sleep at once.
Right.
And I was I was stunned and thrilled.
Yeah.
In the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the.
That's not this show.
9 or 10 hours, Craig, came after the overdose, the 250 milligrams.
Oh, I made an effort in that direction.
No, my body clock wakes up. It's 7 hours. 7 hours is long for me on a weekend.
Yes.
Right, yeah. And they say, I'm not going to lay around, toss and turn, you know. Very rare anymore.
I do.
I do for a little bit. I realize I'm not getting up. I got to get up. You know?
So they figured out that when you don't get the right amount of sleep, either too much or too little, your white blood cell count's affected.
What impacts
mortality. It's believed the ideal amount of sleep for adults is between 7 and 9 hours.
Now, I know you can't bank sleep, but I guarantee you that napping for us, this is only us, and a lot of you guys don't nap, and I feel sorry for you. Napping for us during the day helps your health. It has to help your health because there's no way I could live without napping, and it would not be healthy for me.
No, I would just be tired for the rest of the day.
And I wouldn't be doing things. I wouldn't exercise. I feel like ass. I'd feel like ass, you know. So I don't even know what is the rule, you know. And screw them.
Sleep.
I know, but.
All at once? Can you break it up?
No.
No, you can't. You can't bank it, but a nap definitely helps your body. It does help your body because you feel better.
Because you read about geniuses like Da Vinci, Albert Einstein. They would stay up and just take little cat naps throughout the day.
Well, that's genius.
And it would amount to, 8 or 9 hours of sleep, but, you know, they'd be up for a couple hours, sleep for an hour, up for a couple hours, sleep for an hour.
Well, they got time. We don't.
Apparently, those are guys who could make their own schedule, obviously.
It was the last president that slept 4 hours a night, and he ain't smart.
That just seems like a recipe for always feeling burned out.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, but, you know, so let's say you're out in the woods for months on end, and your body rhythm takes over. I wonder how you would sleep naturally. I bet you would take naps throughout the day. We'd be like dogs.
Yeah, well.
We'd sleep 12 to 14 hours a day.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think we're not dogs. That's why, you know. What was a great line? I think it was Nick told me a great line. I want Nick to tell the comedian when he gets in here because I hate stealing a guy's joke. But I think it was a woman comedian, said that their cat died. And the crowd went, oh. And he goes, don't worry. My cat slept 22 hours a day. It's just 2 more hours. That's a great joke. And I make sure I ask Nick who did that because I like to credit her.
I thought
somebody we never met.
I lost a dog last night.
Oh no!
My wife would be Lady Gaga. I put him outside,
right?
And I call for him, and 3 of them show up. One's still out there.
But you have fences. They can't get out.
Yeah. And they don't have a propensity to get out.
Right.
They have gotten out in the past, but none of these. And I yell for the one. Nothing. Call my wife. You got the dog? She freaks out. No, I don't. And then I yell a little bit more, and from behind the snowbank, the dog emerges.
Oh, okay.
Did you call me?
Yeah.
Idiot.
I'm back here masturbating. Yeah.
That stuck to the tape.
They like to eat snow. That's the only reason they want to go outside is they can eat snow.
Better do it now. It's going to melt
this week. That odd?
Yeah. I know.
Our dog will do that, too.
Do they eat the snow they just peed in?
No.
Even dogs know don't eat the yellow snow?
Right.
All right.
See, my dog eats the grass the rest of the year.
Right.
Year round, she's out there munching on grass.
Yeah. That's not uncommon either. But I guarantee you, if I went missing and the dogs went missing, my wife would look for the dogs first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got no idea. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, you've probably got a cell phone.
Yeah. And where are you going to go?
Dogs don't have thumbs.
You're walking backwards somewhere, he'll get a hold of me someday.
I never did get around to building that fire in the fire pit so I could melt the... I'm telling you, Ryder could come over with one of those giant ice pick things, right, and he would have to deadlift it out of the fire ring.
He could. He's amazing.
Because what is it? About 3-4 feet in diameter. And the dogs get on there, because this is one of their favorite snow-eating places, is the fire pit. They eat the snow off the top of the fire pit.
And you pee on that, right?
And while they're standing on it, they pack it down. So there's just a thick, thick ring. It must be like a foot and a half.
Why don't you get a flamethrower and melt that bit.
Now that sounds fun, actually.
I know, it does.
I'm going to build a fire, and I'm going to melt it, because I know I can do that.
Well, take a video and show that to everybody. What? I'll share that.
Yeah. I'm fascinated by this concept of building a fire on water.
Well, you put it's ice.
It's ice. It's snow.
You put wood on top of it, light it. It's gonna light.
It can't be done.
And it's gonna melt. You watch, and then it'll be.
You watch the Bear Grylls. You watch the survival shows.
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't. Well, you can do it.
Yeah, Todd's gonna survive 8 feet from his back door.
Let's hope so.
He's out there surviving 8 feet from his back door.
And don't tell him to go buy a flamethrower. That's a bad idea.
That's a good idea for that particular.
No, I don't need a flamethrower when I can build a fine fire. I got plenty of dry wood.
Yeah. Well, you can light your fire quicker with a flamethrower, though.
Which
think about
you
it.
Wouldn't have if you were out in the woods, so I don't want to pretend I'm some kind of survival guy.
I have a flamethrower abortion reveal party. Of course, that might cause the abortion.
Although I do like those survival shows on TV. Yeah.
Apparently, you think if you live outside, you're going to sleep like a dog all damn day, too.
Is that what they do on those survival shows?
That'd be great.
Sleep all day?
No, they try to survive. They look for food, and they look for water. Mm. That's why we couldn't sleep 12 to 14 hours a day if we were out on our own in the woods, because we'd have to hunt and gather.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And fish.
Probably bad at both.
Yeah.
Have to do a lot of fishing.
Yep.
Through the pandemic, people are suddenly noticing that they might be experiencing hearing loss.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, well, that was pre-pandemic for me.
Yeah, me too.
Apparently, masks muffle sound, and there's extra challenges for people who rely on lip reading. Another potential problem is that we're relying on headsets and earbuds more than ever, and maybe listening at levels that are too high. When we do that, it can permanently damage our hearing.
There you go. Welcome to our world.
A whole group of kids, not just kids, younger adults are going to wear headphones everywhere their whole life. And the only time I ever did was here in the studio, and I know damn well I've lost my hearing a little bit. But I couldn't imagine all day. I don't put headphones in anywhere the rest
don't
of the
you
day.
Think that's the way most people consume music now?
Yeah,
it's
I
through
don't.
Headphones or
I
earbuds?
Don't. I don't.
Yeah, but now they're having to consume meetings through them as well.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Right. I don't do that. I never have, really. I mean, since I've been in radio, I don't wear headphones after the show.
Nobody has elaborate sound systems for music anymore. Push and I were talking about this the other
Not
day.
Not elaborate, but all the sound systems are really good. I have a really good sound system.
Oh, do you?
Now, the guy put one in when I built the house.
I just got a little Bose speaker.
But they're good. They sound really good, Todd.
Yeah, Bose speaker is probably nicer than most of the big giant speakers you had back in college.
Yeah.
But the most elaborate sound system that most people own now is in their vehicle.
Well, because it's already put in.
I got a nice stereo in my car. There's nothing equivalent to that in my house.
I'd rather hear music coming. I want to hear. I realize you can't crank it. The family's around. I get that. But I don't listen to music on headphones ever. I listen in my. If it's at the house, it's over speakers. And if it's in the car, of course, it's over speakers.
I will on the plane because at one time I used to fly.
Yeah.
I used to at the gym.
Yeah.
But now I don't wear the gym. Now I use the speaker since I'm at home.
Starting today, visitors can enter Yosemite National Park in California without making a reservation.
Isn't it good to not have stupid anymore? Yosemite.
Park officials made the announcement last week saying they're working to increase accessibility to the park now that the state's COVID infection rate is trending down.
Yeah, that's the one you're supposed to be more
careful.
So
the cat capacity on the park?
Well, without making a reservation was the key phrase there.
Gotcha.
Yosemite started implementing a day-use reservation system last summer. As many turned to outdoor recreation and crowded into the park, no word yet if park officials will go back to the reservation system again this summer during peak time.
Yeah, because I've been to Yosemite about this time of year, and a lot of the park is closed down.
Yes.
The one that goes across the park, there's a big road, goes across the park.
The bars are open.
Yeah, doesn't open until mid-May.
Seasonal road closures.
Oh, that part. Okay.
Yeah.
That one,
and
that
certain
one.
Lodging amenities still closed.
But it was cool because there wasn't as much of a crowd. I don't know about this year. Now that they've opened up the gates, I bet you a lot more people. Have the national parks gotten more visitors this year?
Probably.
Well, they were.
Well, I know that I saw something about what your skiing bit. People want to be, during COVID, especially over winter, people want to get outside as much as possible because that's the only time you could be outside.
Right.
And be safe is actually be outside, right?
Yeah, I got in it with some guys on Facebook over the weekend. He kind of sucked me in. Because he was, CNN did an article that said, COVID may have contributed to a lot of the avalanches that we're having this season.
Why would that happen?
Well, connect the dots. It's a bit of a reach, but connect the dots. A lot of ski hills are capping capacity, so they can only have so many people on the hill. So a lot of people are headed to the backcountry. And a lot of people are not prepared for avalanches. They're not educated, they don't have the equipment, and they don't know what they're doing. They're just skiing the backcountry.
Well, the hills are closed.
And triggering avalanches because they don't have.
Your CBS Sunday Morning was about that.
Yeah.
About avalanches. That's pretty cool.
Right. And scary as hell.
I just wouldn't do it. It's just, I mean, I'm not saying you deserve that. You don't. Nobody deserves to die that way. But just don't do it.
No, if you're going to do that.
I just don't. No, don't do it. Don't do it.
You really
pros
need to,
die. Pros die.
You really need to educate yourself.
Pros die, man.
And have the right equipment.
All right.
And I also thought that you were right, Todd. If you could pay for the experience to go up and fire that big howitzer at I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
That thing looked awesome.
You turn around and hit the lodge.
Sorry.
Incoming.
Now, where I usually ski, they shoot avalanches all around, but I don't think there's any avalanche problems inside the ski area, inside the boundary.
Okay. All right. They don't want that bad pub, huh?
No, I know they're, Vail expanded to a bunch of backcountry because there's a demand for that. And there have been a couple of avalanche deaths inbounds in Vail.
Every year there's avalanche deaths, right?
Yeah, it's rare when it's inbounds in a ski area because they take care of that pretty well. These are all
dudes getting stoked.
Backcountry skiers.
And snowboarders.
Guys who don't have the beacons or the parachutes.
Yeah, and they still die.
Or the skills.
That too. And just the conditions are right this year. And there's way more people in the backcountry. So, yeah, in that sense, if you connect the dots, COVID did contribute to avalanche deaths.
So is he a COVID denier then? Or?
No. Okay. I think they just hate the liberal media reporting on this.
Oh, come on. People are dying.
I'm pretty sure
everybody reports on avalanche deaths.
Guy was he's a gaslighter.
Of course he is.
There's so many gaslighters, and I get sucked into those conversations every once in a while.
Avalanche deaths or avalanche deaths. Everybody reports on those.
Yeah, but there's more this year.
Yeah, I know there is.
Way more this year than normal.
I know there is.
Didn't they say in that piece there was
liberal.
15 in February or something?
Right.
And that was a record that had stood for years. So, they're going to report on that.
It's not a liberal plan or the avalanche.
No, because it came from CNN. It must
so
be
what?
A liberal plot.
Jesus Christ.
I don't think avalanches vote.
No, they don't.
Yeah, well, and there's not a direct connection. It's not like some guy who had COVID went skiing and caused an avalanche because he had COVID. No, it's because he couldn't get into the ski hill and he went to the backcountry. It caused an avalanche. Yeah.
I did think it was interesting in that piece. They said that they had charged two snowboarders who caused an avalanche that shut down the interstate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They
I remember
them.
That.
And they went, you're in trouble.
You've been to Colorado. It was right by the tunnel, the Eisenhower Tunnel.
Yeah.
They were skiing above that, and I think the charge was. They ended up damaging a bunch of equipment when they triggered that avalanche.
Could have been worse. Could have been worse. Yeah.
I think that hurt. I'm saying reckless endangerment, because if your car is down there, somebody could have got killed.
You got a little one to take us out with, Craig?
Well, as a matter of fact, a British teen has survived after a foot and a half long hairball tore through her stomach. That a 17-year-old who suffered from Rapunzel syndrome.
Oh, was she eating the couch?
Or the compulsion to eat your own hair
amassed
a 19-inch long hairball that filled her entire stomach. She was hospitalized following two fainting episodes, and a scan revealed the mass tearing the lining in her stomach.
Can you just picture her on the rug, bent down, going...
Doctors operated on the girl and removed the obstruction that had grown to form a cast of the organ.
Oh, my God. Oh. I grew it around the organ. Okay.
You're inside, yeah, whichever, inside or outside. They say the teen is lucky. Several others have died from similar situations.
That's sad. That's sad. Because people have afflictions.
I can't watch that My Strange Addiction stuff.
Because you start eating your couch?
Well, it's just disturbing.
No, I can't watch that either.
And I can't plug into their head, and I kind of feel badly for someone who's compelled to eat their hair all the time, because this is what happens.
Balls, couch, your hair, your ass.
Well, that I understand.
Oh, that's a different one. I'm watching a different video.
I get that one.
Watching a different video altogether.
That's an obsession, though.
Yeah, that's an ass video. Sorry.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.